Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, a gridlocked Congress is on the verge of shutting down the Department of Homeland Security. House Republicans are opposed to some actions on immigration that were issued by the Obama White House. Aside from the political and security implications of this controversy, a shutdown could create problems for New England. Here's the reason for concern. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, processes requests for disaster aid. Massachusetts is requesting disaster aid for each of the wild winter storms. FEMA is part of Homeland Security, so if Homeland Security, DHS, gets shut down, so does FEMA. We spoke with Congressman Jim McGovern earlier today and asked him if he expects a Department of Homeland Security shutdown.
I hope we can avert that. Senator McConnell and Senator Reid over in the Senate seem to have come to some accommodation. The problem is Speaker Boehner and the Republicans here in the House. I don't understand why voting for a clean Department of Homeland Security bill is such a controversial thing.
Clean meaning without the immigration
issue. Right. And look, I mean, in terms of the immigration issue, a federal judge has kind of put a stay on what the president announced, you know, in his executive order. So the issue that the Republicans claim to be so hot and bothered about at least is temporarily put on hold. So I hope we can get a vote. I'm willing to stay here the weekend if that's what it takes. But, you know, shutting down the Department of Homeland Security, you know, furloughing people or not paying people, it's just crazy. And by the way, Department of Homeland Security also funds a lot of the emergency snow removal efforts and emergency funding for states like ours that incurred great costs with these recent snowstorms.
Well, that's exactly one of the issues that we want to ask you about, because Charlie Baker, Massachusetts governor, as you know, was down in Washington earlier this week asking for federal help from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security. If DHS gets shut down, FEMA gets shut down, what does that mean for help for Massachusetts, which has not been approved as yet?
Right. Yeah. Well, that means everything is put on hold. It slows down. The entire delegation, Senator Warren and Senator Markey, myself, and the entire delegation, you know, had talked to the governor, and we, even before the state made its request, and, you know, told them that we were already talking to people over at DHS to be ready for this request, and we're all supporting it. But the next question is that if they allow it to shut down, you know, when will they reopen it? And, you know, there are some people here in the House of Representatives on the Republican side who just can't get to yes. And I'm just puzzled by that. This is an important bill.
What do you say to them?
Do the right thing. I mean, I understand that they don't like my position on immigration. They don't like the president's position on immigration. They didn't like his executive order. But you have a federal judge that has just put a stay on that. So what's the deal? This is not the way to run a government.
Next week, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be addressing a joint session of Congress. There are some Democrats who say they will not attend. Will you?
No.
Why not?
Look, I've given this a great deal of thought, and I decided not to attend. I have been, and I will continue to be a strong supporter of Israel. I think, but the timing and the circumstances of this speech are deeply troubling. The Speaker of the House, unfortunately, has made this into a partisan issue. This violates all past protocol on joint addresses to Congress. I mean, we've never had a foreign leader address a joint session of Congress so close to his own reelection campaign. The White House was cut out of this. This was not a bipartisan invitation. You know, I've urged that they delay the invitation until after the Israeli elections and until after these negotiations on Iran are completed. This is an inappropriate way for a joint session to be conducted.
Congressman, you recently got back from a congressional trip to Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Cuba. How many times have you been to Cuba over the years?
Oh, God, many, many times. I mean, my first visit was when I was in college in 1979, and I've seen changes over the years.
What was the change that you saw this time around? I assume this was the first time that you went since
the president's announcement.
The president reset, basically, relations with Cuba.
There's great excitement and enthusiasm amongst every sector of Cuban society. You know, people believe that, you know, having better relations with the United States, hopefully getting to the point where they could have more commerce with the United States.
Is there commerce that would open up that would affect Massachusetts?
Well, you know, ultimately Congress has to vote to repeal the embargo because Congress, in the Helms-Burton Act a few years back, codified the embargo. So the president can't unilaterally on his own allow people to trade and to buy things and to sell things. But in terms of if we lift the embargo, everything's possible. Cuba has a very, you know, intense biotech community. I mean, there's lots of opportunities in that area, medicines, medical devices, everything from rice to fruits and vegetables that aren't readily available on the island. Anything we produce, we could be talking about selling cranberries down there. I mean, you know, anything that we trade with any other country, Cuba would like. And, you know, right now, for example, they were explaining about, you know, that they have a difficulty, you know, affording some of the imports that they get from other countries because they're so far away. They get rice from Vietnam. It would be a lot cheaper to get rice from the United States.
And what could they get from Massachusetts?
Anything we grow. Anything we grow. Anything we trade.
Okay. Let me ask you, did you get a chance to see Yoan Moncada, the newest member of the Red Sox?
I did not. I would like to.
You are shirking your responsibility as a member of Red Sox Nation.
I should tell you though that when I was in the Dominican Republic, I bumped into David Ortiz at the U.S. Ambassador's house, so I did see him. So I was the biggest thrill, you know, the trip.
Jim McGovern, congressman who represents the 2nd District in Massachusetts. Thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
And stay with us. Coming up, the story of a daughter who uncovered the brilliance and torment in the mind of her late father, who was a prominent physician in Boston, who documented his own incarceration in a state mental hospital, and what that whole story tells us about mental illness and its treatment today. Also ahead, one of the forefathers of the Boston and Cambridge folk music scene, Tom Rush. Still ahead. I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Radio Boston.